Nearly 1,000 demonstrators were arrested yesterday during a series of protests in New York City on the second day of the Republican National Convention, with more protests planned for today. Police say a total of 970 people were arrested Tuesday, and more than 1,500 people have been arrested at convention-related protests since late last week. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said the city's police officers have shown great restraint in the face of relentless provocation. To the protesters, it's Guantanamo on the Hudson. The dilapidated, hulking pier on the Hudson River in Manhattan has become a landmark of sorts in the clash between activists and authorities at the Republican National Convention. Some protesters have complained bitterly about conditions at the temporary holding area set up by police at Pier 57 in Chelsea for processing convention-related arrests. One former detainee, Andrew Lynn, claimed he was held there for hours on end in Guantanamo-style pens, a reference to the U.S. military facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Police officials insist their post-arrest screening site allows them to safely and promptly process mass arrests and avoid overwhelming neighborhood station houses. Commissioner Ray Kelly has dismissed complaints about conditions, including questions about asbestos. He said testing done Monday night found no problems with air quality. At a news conference Tuesday outside the holding facility, civil rights lawyer Norman Siegel and transportation union officials raised concerns about possible asbestos contamination there and complained that people were being held too long. Among the 1,000 or so people arrested yesterday was WBAI program host and producer Emmanuel Goldstein, who was taking pictures at Union Square early last night when he was grabbed by police and taken to the now notorious holding pen on the west side of Manhattan. Earlier today, we received a telephone call from Goldstein after he was transferred to the Tombs, where he remains at this hour. Goldstein spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
I was standing on the sidewalk, filming a bunch of people running down the street, and we were given no opportunity to leave. Basically, the corporate media was allowed to leave. Anyone with New York City Police press passes could leave, but BAI press credentials were not considered real, according to the police. They then took us to the Pier 57, which was not such a bad experience. It lasted all night long. We had about 1,000 people there. It was almost a festive mood, and that pretty much changed when they took us down here to the Tombs, where they've just been transferring us all over the building. Not nearly as nice to us. The spirits of people are generally going down. One of the high points was hearing people in the park across the street singing and chanting. We could hear that from the windows, and that really made a big difference.
Now, why did they arrest you? Have you been charged with anything?
We haven't even been told we're under arrest yet. They haven't read us our rights. They haven't said we're under arrest. They haven't told us anything. We've had no access to lawyers. This payphone happens to be in the cell. We've just been calling people to try to find out what's happening on the outside, to let people know what's happening to us. But I can't imagine what they're going to charge me with, since I was standing on a sidewalk watching something happen in front of me and was given no opportunity to leave. Even when I asked to leave, they wouldn't let me. So obstructing a sidewalk seems to be a charge that should be laid on the police, not the people.
I see. Now, we've had a lot of reports from people who have been held at that pier facility, a converted bus depot, a terminal of some sort, that it's very toxic in there, that there's a lot of chemicals spilled on the ground, and some people actually have been taken out and taken to hospital because they become sick from it. What was your experience there?
I saw one person who was passed out on the ground when I came in. I wasn't able to find out what her condition was. I do know that a lot of people were complaining about feeling sick as a result of the fumes. I didn't feel anything myself, although it was an incredibly messy place. Just sitting on the floor, your hands would turn all different colors. It's obviously not a place meant to hold large numbers of people. I can't imagine what kinds of things were stored there or how safe the place might be.
With any chairs or cots or any way to be there without sitting on the floor?
No, it was a huge pen. A series of pens, actually. The one rather large pen that could hold close to 1,000 people, and then a series of four pens on either side, eight more pens altogether, where they separated the males and the females later on for processing. But in none of those was there a place for anybody to sleep. You had to squat on the floor if that's the best you could do.
Now, the demonstration where you were, what was that demonstration?
Well, it's a weird thing because I was in Union Square. Everything was very peaceful. A lot of people just talking and arguing and holding up banners and things like that. And all of a sudden I saw a group of people, maybe about 40, 50 people, just run towards 16th Street. So I was filming that and recording that, and the odd thing was that they would have been through that street in a few seconds and probably would have dispersed shortly afterwards. Instead, what happened, the police jumped in front with their scooters blocking the street and then blocked them from the other end, including the sidewalk. They used the orange netting to keep people from moving any direction, and they announced that only the police-registered media would be allowed to leave. And when I showed them my credentials, they said, "You're not media," and basically told me to get the hell back.
Wow. Now, what do you anticipate will happen? What do you want to happen for you and those who are with you at this point?
Well, I think what we'd all like to have is some kind of legal representation, some kind of knowledge as to what's going on here. We haven't heard a single word from anybody. We haven't been given access to anything. We don't know what the next step is going to be. We keep being told that we're going to see a judge. But some people tell us we'll be here for another day. Some people tell us we'll be out in a couple of hours. We don't know what's going on.
And have you been there how long now?
We've been here since, I think, around 8 or 9 o'clock yesterday evening. Not here, but we're at the pier. Now we're at the tombs. And we've been traveling around on buses and walking up and down the staircases here. And I have to say, you know, watching this whole operation, it's a wonder they get anything done. The way that they are constantly losing things and telling people to go to the wrong places and forgetting who you are, forgetting where you are. I don't know how they deal with this on a regular basis.
What are you seeing in terms of the physical condition and whether or not people are getting things they need, such as water, food, etc.?
Well, they've given us cereal, breakfast cereal. I've had 3 boxes of breakfast cereal, you know, those little kid-sized ones since I got here, which is nice, but it really isn't enough to sustain you. And there's lukewarm water floating around occasionally, which you can get to. But the bathroom conditions are atrocious. You have to use the bathroom in front of everybody. No walls or even a separate room or anything like that. And people are pretty much getting sick of it. Some people need to get access to medications. Some people need to be other places. The majority of these people were not even part of the protest. They were simply swept up in a massive raid of just anybody who was on the street.
Emmanuel Goldstein is a WBAI producer and host of Off the Hook, a program that focuses on advances in computer technology. Goldstein was arrested last night in an apparent police sweep of protesters near Union Square. He was interviewed by WBAI's Jose Santiago.